Chapter 16. Recommended Corporate Information Security Policies. 9 out of every 10 large corporations and government agencies have been attacked by computer intruders, to judge from the results of a survey conducted by the FBI and reported by the Associated Press in April 2002. Interestingly, the study found that only about one company in three reported or publicly acknowledged any attacks. That reticence to reveal their victimization makes sense. To avoid loss of customer confidence and to prevent further attacks by intruders who learn that a company may be vulnerable, most businesses do not publicly report computer security incidents. It appears that there are no statistics on social engineering attacks, and if there were, the numbers would be highly unreliable. In most cases, a company never knows when a social engineer has stolen information, so many attacks go unnoticed and unreported. Effective countermeasures can be put into place against most types of social engineering attacks. But let's face reality here. Unless everyone in the enterprise understands that security is important and makes it his or her business to know and adhere to a company's security policies, social engineering attacks will always present a grave risk to the enterprise. In fact, as improvements are made in the technological weapons against security breaches, the social engineering approach to using people to access proprietary company information or penetrate the corporate network will almost certainly become significantly more frequent and attractive to information thieves. An industrial spy will naturally attempt to accomplish his or her objective using the easiest method and the one involving the least risk of detection. As a matter of fact, the company that has protected its computer systems and network by deploying state-of-the-art security technologies may thereafter be at more risk from attackers who use social engineering strategies, methods, and tactics to accomplish their objectives. This chapter presents specific policies designed to minimize a company's risk with respect to social engineering attacks. The policies address attacks that are based not strictly on exploiting technical vulnerabilities. They involve using some kind of pretext or ruse to deceive a trusted employee into providing information or performing an action that gives the perpetrator access to sensitive business information or to enterprise computer systems and networks. What is a security policy? Security policies are clear instructions that provide the guidelines for employee behavior for safeguarding information and are a fundamental building block in developing effective controls to counter potential security threats. These policies are even more significant when it comes to preventing and detecting social engineering attacks. Effective security controls are implemented by training employees with well-documented policies and procedures. However, it is important to note that security policies, even if religiously followed by all employees, are not guaranteed to prevent every social engineering attack. Rather, the reasonable goal is always to mitigate the risk to an acceptable level. The policies presented here include measures that, while not strictly focused on social engineering issues, nonetheless belong here, because they deal with techniques commonly used in social engineering attacks. For example, policies about opening email attachments, which could install malicious Trojan horse software, allowing the attacker to take over the victim's computer, address a method frequently used by computer